Hey everybody, Mike Sessions here with the Rochester Rodent Control Pod, and today's show is called Why Do Rodents Thrive in Rochester's Climate and Environment? You know what keeps me up at night? The fact that Rochester homeowners spend millions every year trying to outsmart creatures the size of a TV remote. These furry little masterminds have turned our city into their personal playground, and today we're going to break down exactly why they're winning at the real estate game. First up, let's talk about Rochester's architectural gift to rodents, our aging infrastructure. Think of our city like a massive hamster habitat. Those old sewer systems, underground rodent highways, those beautiful mature trees connecting block to block, aerial rat roadways, and those connected buildings in our historic districts, basically luxury rat condos with multiple exits. These guys have better commute options than most of us. Now, our weather. Oh boy, does it play right into their tiny paws. Those brutal Rochester winters, they're basically nature's way of telling rodents, hey, time to crash at that cozy human house. And our humid summers, it's like an all-inclusive resort for them, plenty of water puddles to drink from and lush vegetation to snack on. They've got seasonal timeshares, if you will. Here's the real kicker. Our city is basically one giant buffet for these guys. From the bustling restaurant districts to well-meaning folks with bird feeders, from those trendy backyard compost bins to our regular garbage pickup schedule, we've inadvertently created a 24/7 rodent food court. Let me share something wild. Last winter, my team tracked a rat colony near East Avenue. These clever critters had engineered an underground network that would make subway planners jealous. They'd connected three restaurant dumpsters to the storm drain system, creating their own little food delivery tunnel. Talk about efficiency. So what's the takeaway here? If you want to make your property less attractive to these unwanted tenants, remember the three things they need to thrive: entry points, food sources, and water. Seal those gaps, secure your food waste, and eliminate standing water. Think of it as evicting them before they even sign the lease. This has been Mike Sessions with the Rochester Rodent Control Pod.